the astonishing glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu. 031, Gopal faints in kirtan. During the time Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri, every year it was Sri Advaita Prabhu who would lead the annual pilgrimage of the Bengali devotees who would come to Jagannath Puri and spend Chaturmasya in the association with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before Advaita Prabhu and his party of Vaishnavas arrived in Katak, Bhuvaneshwar, which is on the way towards Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu would hear about it through a messenger and send Jagannath Prasadam for Sri Advaita all the way to Katak. Later, when Advaita and the Bengali Yatris arrived in the outskirts of Jagannath Puri at a famous bridge called Ataranala, the 18-arched bridge, Mahaprabhu would personally leave his home in the Gambira and run all the way out to welcome Advaita Prabhu. Advaita and Gaur would greet each other with mutual dandavats, crying, and other ecstatic symptoms, and embrace each other lovingly. Then Nityananda embraced Advaita, and together they danced in ecstasy like mad lions. Mahaprabhu offered a garland of Jagannath Mahaprasad to Sri Advaita Singha. During the Rath Yatra procession, Gauranga absorbed himself in Gopi Bhav and Radhika's Mahabhav, and during the Rath Yatra he would sing the following song. Bahukali Tori Kala Lago Pailam Antare Rakimo Bhori Nahi Chari Bham Bahukali Tori Kala Lago Pailam Antare Rakimo Bhori Nahi Chari Bham, which means, oh, Krishna, after hankering to meet you for so long, I have now attained you, so I will lock you in my heart and never let you go. Oh, Shyam, oh, Kalu, after hankering to meet you for so long, I have now attained you, so I will lock you in my heart and never let you go. Dancing in blissful abandon, suddenly Sri Gauranga entered deeply into the stage of Mahabhav, fell on the ground unconscious in the middle of the Sankirtan party during Rath Yatra. Upon regaining consciousness, Gauranga embraced Nittai and then danced madly together with Nittai all around Advaita Prabhu. Then Prabhu Gauranga, Nittai, and Sitanath started crying together and ecstatically chanting, Hari, 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 Hari. Sometimes they would yell out, Hare, oh Bharajivas, don't be afraid anymore. Just chant, Hari, Hari, dance in bliss and sing along, and you will cross the ocean of material existence. Hearing this, the devotees were crying in love and roaring and chanting like lions. During this ecstatic kirtan at Rath Yatra, Advaita Prabhu's son named Gopal, his third son, fainted completely unconscious and appeared to be dead. And no matter what anyone did to revive him, he would not wake up. Advaita Acharya was holding his son on his lap and chanting the Sringa mantra. Namaste Narasimhaya Prahladadayane Hiranyakashipurvakshashilatankanakalaye Ito Nishingho Parato Nishingho Yato Yato Yamitato Nishingho Bahir Nishingho Ridaye Nishingho Nishingamadim Sharanam Prapade Nishinga Jaya Nishinga Jaya Jaya Nishinga Shri Nishinga Jaya Jaya Nishinga Shri Nishinga Jaya Jaya Nishinga Shri Narasinga Jaya Narasinga Jaya 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 Narasinga Shri Narasinga Jaya Jaya Narasinga Shri Narasinga Jaya Jaya Narasinga. And Waitacharya was crying and crying in great distress, and still he was unconscious. It seemed to be dead. Gopal was dead. Mahaprabhu came and touched his heart with his beautiful golden lotus hand, and instantly, feeling the touch of Mahaprabhu, Gopal woke up, and upon awaking and gazing into the beautiful lotus face of Mahaprabhu, Advaita's third son, Gopal, shouted out, Ami Gaur Seva, or I am a Chaitanya Das, Ami Chaitanya Das, Ami Chaitanya Das. I am Sri Chaitanya's servant, I am Sri Chaitanya's servant. Then, melting with prema, Gauranga Mahaprabhu tightly embraced Gopal and sprinkled him with his tears of love. Then, in great ecstatic love, being thoroughly revived and happy again, Sri Advaita lovingly embraced his son Gopal. And together they danced around singing, Hari, 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 Bol, Hari, 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 Bol, Hari, Bol, Hari, Bol, Hari, Bol, Hari, Bol. Then with great love, Nityananda wiped off the dust from Gopal's body. Then all the other devotees took the dust from Gopal's feet. Thus the glories of Advaita Prabhu's third son, Sri Gopal, are boundless. Thus ends the amazing story of Gopal, Faints and Kirtan.